चेंज मत कीजिए है, काटते हैं तो प्रॉब्लम हो रहा है, काटने आपको पकड़ नहीं रहा है, तो काटिए मत, सीधे बजाते जाइए बस एक ही ताल में, ठीक है।
कृष्णा कृष्णा
Thank you.
Thank you.
जय विष्णुपाद ब्रह्मचारी अष्टोत्तर सत्यमा भवचनारिण भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिला प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद ब्रह्मंस प्रभुराधिकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत्यमा शिला भक्ति सिद्धांत सच ठाकुर महाराज शिला प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णवृंद की जय। नवाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपिका श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की जय। मायापुरनदीप धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथ की धाम की जय। गंगा माई जो माय की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी महारानी की जय। समवेद भक्तवृंद की जय। निथाय गौर प्रेम ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबली बॉडी ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबली बॉडी ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबली बॉडी ऑल ग्लोरी ऑल ग्लोरी ऑल ग्लोरी ऑल ग्लोरी श्री गुरु गौरांग श्रील प्रभुपाद हरे कृष्ण।
By singing three times, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna. Om Gyan Timirandhas Gyananjana Salaka चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदामहिं ददाति स्वभान्तिकम्। वंदे अहम श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदं सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं च। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपीकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। हरे कृष्ण। आराम से ठीक है। सब लोग मॉर्निंग प्रोग्राम में आ रहे हैं, बॉडी परफॉर्मेंस रिपोर्ट बना रहे हैं, वीकली परफॉर्मेंस रिपोर्ट, समबडी शुड मेक वीकली परफॉर्मेंस रिपोर्ट, है ना। हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू आर नॉट स्टेइंग इन द बेस फ्रॉम आउट, सो व्हाट शुड आई स्पीक टुडे, इज देयर एनी स्पेसिफिक प्लान फॉर टुडे?
Still now,
we
don't have a very good performance.
You all have made the departments.
Yes.
Which kitchen department in charge? Kitchen department? Oh. You are kitchen department in charge? Very good. Base internal manager kaun hai? आप हैं, आपका तो एग्जाम आने वाला है ना, करेक्ट, इन फ्यूचर। वेकअप टीम नहीं है, वेकअप टीम दूसरा को उठाएगी, हाँ, स्लीपिंग एंड वेकअप टीम, आशीष प्रभु एंड मनीष प्रभु। आशीष प्रभु कौन है? आप लोग को ड्यूटी है सबको उठाने का। मनीष प्रभु कौन है? आप उठ जाते हैं 4:30? आप 4:30 उठते हैं तो आप सबसे पहले सबको उठाते हैं। अच्छा, कुछ आपसे पहले उठ जाते हैं,
मॉर्निंग प्रोग्राम इंचार्ज भी
तो सबसे पहले उठता है ना, उसकी ड्यूटी होनी चाहिए ये वेकअप उठाने का काम, है ना, उठ के सबको उठाए, पहले खुद उठ जाए फिर दूसरे को उठाए, है ना। क्लीनलीनेस के कौन है इंचार्ज? आपका नाम राघवेंद्र कौन है? इवेंट्स मैनेजर कौन है? एक व्यक्ति जो मेन होना चाहिए, बाकी लोग उनके असिस्टेंट हैं। एएनपी कौन है? औदार्य, औदार्य नेता कहाँ है?
ऑफिस।
ओह, सारे इंचार्ज ऑफिस में। मैं सोच रहा था कि आप लोग बेस में एक फेस्टिवल होना चाहिए, अच्छा रहेगा, बहुत अच्छा रहेगा अगर आप लोग फेस्टिवल करें। 6 January इज गुड। हाँ, मोस्ट प्रोबली आई विल। अच्छा रहेगा 26 January। फ्राइडे इवनिंग को स्टार्ट कर देंगे, 25th इवनिंग, है ना। फेस्टिवल विल स्टार्ट बाई टेकिंग प्रसादम एंड रेस्ट, है ना। 9:45 को रेस्ट कर लेने से शुरू होगा फेस्टिवल, 4:30 मंगल आरती। मंगल आरती कितने बजे होता है? 6:30। 4:30 जो कि 4:30 यू कैन डू, लेट आते हैं ऑफिस से काफी लोग। आप लोग तैयार हैं? आप सब वेरी गुड, प्रभुपाद का स्टैंडर्ड है तो हम उसको अचीव कर लेंगे, है ना। वेरी नाइस, मनुष्य जीवन, ह्यूमन लाइफ इज मेंट फॉर तपस्या, है ना। लॉर्ड विष्णुदेव स्पीक्स टू हिज सन्स, नायम देहो देह भाजाम निलोके कष्टान कामान रहते विभुजाम, तपो दिव्यम पुत्र काम्येन सत्वम शुद्धये तस्मात् ब्रह्म सौख्यं तनन्तम्। लॉर्ड ऋषभदेव इज एक्सप्लेनिंग टू हिज सन्स, रो माय डियर सन्स, The human life is not meant to be wasted like cats and dogs and hogs, who just eat stool. That is the perfection of the life of a hog, pig. What is the pig's life perfection? Eating stool. If he gets nice stool to eat, his life is perfect, he thinks. Right? Sahi bol rahe hain? एक सुअर को अगर मल खाने को मिल जाए तो सोचता है कि मेरा जीवन सफल हो गया है कि नहीं, राइट? आप सब बोल नहीं रहे? यस और नो?
यस
ओके सो एंड ह्यूमन बीइंग आल्सो बट ह्यूमन लाइफ इज नॉट लाइक दैट. The human life is meant for tapasya, tapo dipyam, dipya tapasya, not for laziness and sense gratification. Our life is meant for tapasya. What is that tapasya? Tapasya means restraining ourselves from illicit sex, gambling, intoxication and meat eating. This is tapasya. Hai na? Waking up early in the morning, Srila Prabhupada said, 4 o'clock, by 4 o'clock, a devotee should wake up. Hai na? That is the standard, Vedic standard. That we should wake up by 4 o'clock. And take bath. Take bath, attend, cleaning the body, then cleaning the mind by chanting japa. And by doing that, we get situated in goodness. Sattvam. Sattvam. Sattvam means goodness. When we are in goodness, then there is peace. Real peace you want to experience, then follow this 5 things what we have just discussed now. How many of you want peace? Everyone wants. Everyone. We want peace, but people don't know how to attain peace. Peace can't come unless we are not regulated in our lifestyle, tapasya. So therefore we all, our movement is meant to create brahmanas, isn't it? Prabhupada said that our movement is mainly, our mission is to create first class brahmanas in the society, right?
Yes.
You know? Brahman. Not to give birth to the brahman, but to create brahman. So who can become brahman? There are qualities of brahmanas. If you can develop those qualities, you are brahman. Samo damo tapasaucham chandirarjavame vacha jnanam vijnanam astikyam brahma karma svabhavajam. 9 qualities. 9 qualities of brahmanas. Sama, dama. Sama means peacefulness. First quality of Brahman is that he is peaceful. Then dama. Dama means sense control. Then third is tapa, tapasya, austerity. Then saucham, cleanliness. Chantir means tolerance. Arjavam, evacha. Jnanam, knowledge, and vijnanam, application. Astikyam, God, faithfulness to God. They are the 9 qualities of the brahmanas. So, by these 9 qualities, see simply the fruit of our sadhana is that we must imbibe these 9 qualities in all of us. So then we become a human being.
then you become Arya. Arya. Aryan civilization we say, Aryavart. But actually this is Rakshasa Vart. Malicha Vart and Yavana Vart. Not Aryavart. This will become more degraded than even Malikshaji and Yavanaji. All of you are the hope. So tapasya you must do. Get up early in the morning. Do your sadhana. By doing that, you'll be very happy. You'll attain the everlasting peace and happiness. But if you are lazy, then we will not attain. We will attain sensual peace, sensual happiness, that is temporary for few seconds. So, goodness. So all these programs that we have made is rules and regulations to bring us in goodness. And base is mainly that to train us, that requires tapasya. Like nowadays it's so cold, very difficult to get up early in the morning, and especially to take bath is more difficult, But no, we know that we have to do this. Taking bath is important. So doesn't matter whatever is the temperature. Of course you can heat the water and then you can take bath. So tapasya. Base means tapasya. And this motto here, living together. What is our purpose? That should be very clear. Purpose is tapasya. Sadhana, spiritual practice. Many times devotees, they say that, Prabhuji, I am devotee since last 3 years, 4 years, but I am not getting that feel of devotion or spirituality because we are not doing tapasya. Although we are devotee, but we are not regulated, we are not austere. That's why we can't get higher taste. Higher taste means we must be austere, not be regulated, then you'll get higher taste. Otherwise you'll get lower taste. What is lower taste? Ahar nidra bhaya maithunam. Ahar nidra bhaya maithunam. The other lower taste. That is for the animals. All of us should do tapasya. If you want to enjoy this world's pleasure, then that is also we can do, but that is not very, very spoil or real goal, mission of life. So we were discussing that morning program should be very, very strong. All of you should take part. 30 festival also, we can have a schedule also for the festival. We already have the schedule. You can just get in touch with Siddham based devotee Navneet Prabhu. He can have event manager can coordinate with you. These are part of event management team. He will organize it. Regular celebrations should go on in the base. Some celebrations, festivals should go on. That keeps our life very, very blissful and there is variety. Festivity is the very important aspect of Krishna consciousness and that brings color in our life. Otherwise life becomes monotonous. So if we have variety, then devotee will be happy. And if devotee are happy, then naturally everything will be okay. So, in the festival there is the little drama also. Who will be there to do drama? Drama, who will do it? You will do drama.
You have prepared a drama.
What did you say?
New Year.
New Year.
Or दो ड्रामा रहेगा, एक तो आपने जो तैयार किया एक और तैयार करना पड़ेगा। अच्छा रहेगा, वन मोर ड्रामा यू कैन डू। लॉर्ड चैतन्य एंड चांद का जी, ठीक है, आप लोगों ने किया था ना, के बेस में किए थे, आधार ही नहीं चाहिए ना, तो ही कैन डू दिस ड्रामा, है ना, दैट विल बी वेरी नाइस, सेम ड्रामा यू कैन डू। क्या था? हाँ, वेरी गुड, कौन किए थे? हाँ, अच्छा, we can call him, हाँ, call नहीं, ऐसे होता है ना, we can have prasadam also, nice, good variety, number of varieties, so it should be all together fun, full fun, है ना?
Is he going to his hometown?
है ना, I will arrange some cook, है ना, सो आप सब तैयार हैं फेस्टिवल के लिए, तो सब लोग को रहना पड़ेगा, लेकिन यानी 26 जनवरी छुट्टी है, 27 को संडे है, तो घर भाग
जाते हैं,
इसलिए पहले से ही प्लान बना रहे हैं, है ना, ताकि भागे ना, सब लोग रहिए, हैं फेस्टिवल है आप लोगों के लिए, बेस्ट का एक्सक्लूसिव फेस्टिवल है, है ना, everyone should be there, everyone should participate in service, है ना, उसमें debate भी रहेगा, debate, है ना, quiz contest, debate, है, संध्या, that day everyone will chant 25 rounds japa, साथ में बैठ कर 25 माला का जप करना है, कितना हुआ? 25 बस, केवल 25, है ना, तो आप सब आएंगे ना, वैसे जो बाहर रहते हैं, है? प्लीज, है? कम बाकी आई वर्क ड्यूटी को भी इनवाइट कर सकते हैं, है ना, तो शेड्यूल आपको भिजवा दूंगा मैं वहाँ से, आई विल सेंड द शेड्यूल, ओके, एनीथिंग एल्स, दिस इज गुड, आप लोग खुश हैं, तो आप सब लोगों को जो है ना अब इसमें परफॉर्मेंस करना पड़ेगा, कीपिंग बेस वेरी वेरी विजिलेंट, वेरी वेरी डिसिप्लिन एटमोसफियर इन द बेस, मोर इम्पॉर्टेंट दैट यू ऑल्सो स्पेंड मोर टाइम ऑन वीकेंड्स टूगेदर, है ना, बहुत मुश्किल हो जाएगा फिर आप लोगों को, कुक नहीं रहेगा तो, कुक नहीं रहेगा तो बहुत ज्यादा डिवोटी है ना, कम डिवोटी रहते तो मैनेज भी हो जाता, डिवोटी आई विल सी इफ आई कैन गेट, यू विल आल्सो ट्राई, तो अपना जिम्मेदारी को कीजिए बस, और क्या, सो वी आप वी ऑल हैव टू हैव अ वेरी गुड रिलेशनशिप अमंग ऑल ऑफ यू, एंड रिलेशनशिप विल डेवलप व्हेन यू डू साधना टुगेदर, है ना, स्पेंड टाइम टुगेदर, रिलेशनशिप मीन्स टाइम, यू हैव टू स्पेंड टाइम विथ ईच अदर, देन ऑल यूजुअली व्हाट हैपेंस, आई हैव सीन दैट 6 days devotees are in the office and 7 days they are at home. So therefore they don't spend time with each other. So even after many years they remain foreigners. isolated islands. Nobody knows each other actually in much detail. Yeah? Although many times we are living in the same room, but we do not know each other much detail. We don't share each other's feelings, each other's heart. It happens many times. Even when just think for 5 minutes, I'll be coming. How to develop relationship among the devotees in the ways, okay? And I'll ask after 5 minutes. Yes. How?
Would you love the respect, care, sharing the responsibility in 6 different ways?
But the celebration department, कौन है in charge?
Sir.
कहाँ है? तो आपकी जिम्मेदारी है. But इस महीने किसका birthday है?
आज कृष्णपुरी
का birthday. Oh, हरी आज मना रहे हैं.
क्यों? He has brought गाजर का हलवा for all the devotees.
घर से बनवा के लाए
हैं मम्मी. हाँ. गाजर का. Celebrate है ना? बर्थडे है ना, ये आपकी जिम्मेदारी है कि जिसका बर्थडे उस दिन ना हो तो अगर 15 डेज में एक बार सबका बर्थडे सेलिब्रेट उस 15 डेज रोज तो नहीं हो पाएगा, बट एटलीस्ट 15 डेज में एक बार, जितने लास्ट 15 डेज जितने बर्थडे सब कुछ डाल एक साथ,
सभी का केक एक साथ
काट. हाँ, एक साथ, करेक्ट. क्योंकि सब लोग बिजी है ना, तो रोज बर्थडे मनाएंगे तो फिर साधना में फर्क पड़ेगा. बट दिस इज गुड है ना, एंड ग्लोरिफिकेशन आल्सो यू कैन डू, एप्रिसिएशन फॉर डिवोटीज साधना एंड सर्विस, वी शुड एप्रिसिएट देम. Anything else? How we can develop relation? Very good point आपने बताया. Birthday celebration. Or?
Be like a child.
Be like a child. Or?
Need or interest.
दूसरे का need, interest or concern.
Sir, dancing together in the Mangala Arati.
हाँ, dancing together. Very good. डांस करना,
एटलीस्ट 8 राउंड्स ऑल टुगेदर.
यस, वेरी गुड. साथ में साधना.
मुझे जो आपने बोला है उसी को वो कर रहा
है. वेरी गुड. साधना साथ में करेंगे ना तो बहुत रिलेशन डेवलप होगा आपस में. इधर पॉइंट,
on weekends we can have the Vaishnava fest. After that we can just explain the meaning of
festivals and camps together, hai na. The whole idea is that you should spend time together, hai na. Hearing, hai na, festival of hearing, seeing each other's good qualities, hai na. You should always see devotees good qualities. You all can make glorification diary, hai na. डायरी होना चाहिए ना, और उस डायरी में हर डिवोटी के नाम पे एक पेज होना चाहिए ना. मान लीजिए कि आप डायरी बना रहे हैं, आपके डायरी में तो बाकी जितने डिवोटी के नाम है उनके नाम पे एक पेज बनाइए, डालिए उसमें, और उनके अंदर रोज आप ऑब्जर्व कीजिए एनी गुड क्वालिटी जैसी ना, उस पर डाल लिखते जाइए. मनीष प्रभु का एक क्वालिटी देखा उसको लिख दिया, साल भर में पता चला आपकी डायरी भर गई है. एंड एवरी वीक यू जस्ट ओपन अप द डायरी एंड मेडिटेट, है ना. देन व्हाट विल हैपन, If you meditate on the good qualities of the devotees, then whenever you see them, immediately their good qualities will appear in your mind. Right? And when you, the moment you understand that somebody has got nice qualities, just after that there is one more feeling develops. That is it. You know? Many times we pay the dandavat to each other, vansha kaltaru vesya, but we don't know why I am paying the dandavat. I don't think this fellow is, you know, qualified to get my dandavat. But anyway, I have to follow Vaishnava etiquette. Therefore, I am paying dandavat. So that dandavat is not natural. Get your point? Well, we are not sure whether should we pay or not. Just because it's etiquette I am doing, otherwise I don't feel to do. You know? There's no feeling as such, but feeling will come, it becomes natural, and respect becomes natural when we see good in others. Anybody who is, you see, you think that this person is very good, you develop natural respect for him, right? Natural. So, like that. So, seeing qualities in somebody attracts, that person naturally attracts us. Just like iron and magnet. You know? So, then there will be attraction if we see quality. Suppose I saw you first time I saw you. And then first time I met you, I thought, you know, you are not very beautiful. I don't like you. How do you feel? You don't feel nice, you know? You don't feel nice. Next time you will not like to come in front of me. So if you find bad in somebody, no, then you'll go away from each other. And if you see good in others, then you'll come together. Attraction. This is the principle. You know? So, we must use this strength of this seeing good in others. And you will see many times, most of the problems are because of this, that we are not seeing good in each other. And we always see bad in each other. That is another problem. Whenever I see somebody's face, first thing which comes in my mind is, that day this fellow spoke bad. उस दिन इसने बड़ा बुरा बोला था, बदमाश भक्त है ये. Yes, this happens with the devotees. मैंने देखा है, एक व्यक्ति की एक गलती जो है ना पकड़ के रखते हैं, है ना, सब ठीक है, लेकिन हाँ सब बढ़िया है, बट उस दिन इसने ऐसा किया था. एक चीज को पकड़ के रखते हैं, वही याद रहता है, जैसे उसका चेहरा देखते वही याद आता है उस दिन इसने गड़बड़ किया था. क्यों ऐसा होता है बता सकते हैं?
Natural tendency of our mind.
Enviousness. If somebody glorifies somebody, na, immediately we try to find out his bad in him. This is nature of envy. No? This is envy, irsya. So, envy doesn't allow us to see good in. If some person, like suppose I start glorifying one devotee at the base, so immediately, you know, other devotee's mind comes. हाँ ठीक है लेकिन के अंदर ये problem ही है. Sugar नहीं उठते हैं कभी कभी, है ना, कभी कभी तो sugar सोते रहते हैं प्रभु जी. तो means that he's not happy with by hearing his good qualities. That is called envy, है ना. And then so many good qualities, but I think Prabhuji is not, doesn't know where he comes sometimes, no? I live with him always. I know how many good qualities he has. So like that, this envy, this is envy. Irsya. That is the root cause of that we don't have relation with each other. We should best way to remove the envy is
to sing good qualities.
Glorify. That's how you glorify Krishna. Glorification of the name, fame, qualities and pastimes of the Lord. By doing that we reduce our envy towards the Lord. The same process is for the devotees also. So that by this is very, very important. And this can be practiced. You all can practice this. And develop a habit of seeing good in, seeing good. And you want to see bad? Anyone here? You want to see bad in others? Anybody who wants to see bad? If you want, there is one person you can see bad in, that person. One person is there, if you want to find bad, you can find as many bad you want in that person. Who is that person?
Myself.
Yeah, we ourselves. We should find bad in ourselves, you know, and good in others. Yeah, this should be our principle. And we should always see that we should never see good in ourselves. We should always see that how much I have to improve more. That is very important. This one principle, if you can apply, one principle, you'll be so happy, such a happy person. Very nice. As soon as you'll see somebody, immediately you'll see good in him. That is the difference between devotee and demons. Devotee always looks for good. Like this. Honeybee, they always sit on flower. And where is the flies? Okay. They always sit on dirt. You know? आपके शरीर में चाहे पूरे शरीर में सेंट लगा है लेकिन एक तो नहीं बैठेगी उसमें, मक्खी उस पर नहीं बैठेगी जहाँ पर शरीर सेंट है, और थोड़ा भी कहीं गंदगी रहेगा फटाक से जाके बैठ जाएगी नाक पे, बिकॉज दे लाइक बैड, है ना। अब मधुमक्खी के हैं ना, बहुत गार्बेज है, गार्बेज में एक फूल अगर कहीं भी गिरा हुआ है ना, मधुमक्खी जाके फूल पर बैठ जाएगी, उसको गार्बेज नहीं दिखेगी। So devotees should be like honey bees, no? They should be like honey bees. There's so much bad in a person, but still he sees good in that person. And he can glorify that one good quality. Like once upon a time, there in a matha, there is a mat, Gaudiya mat, and one devotee in that mat, he was so bad in character. He would abuse anybody, you know. Nobody was happy with him. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur once visited that matha. And everybody was ready with their complaint, you know. Everybody. And as soon as Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur reached the matha, immediately everybody started Gurudev, this person has this bad. And then Bhagdishan Thakur came, and that person came in front of Bhagdishan Thakur. And he was also expecting that many people have complained against him. So that he was prepared that what he is going to speak. And then Bhagdishan Thakur saw him. And then he saw that this fellow is wearing very nice tilak. Bhagdishan Thakur said to all of him, just see how nice tilak he is wearing. Did he say? So everybody was shocked, you know. That we told so many bad things, but he saw good thing. So this should be our attitude, you know. Always look for good. If you find for bad things, you will not find anything. A good thing you will not find. But devotees are the one who sees good in everyone. भक्त जो है सब में अच्छाई देखते हैं, है ना। जिसमें अच्छाई नहीं है उसमें अच्छाई क्रिएट कर देते हैं, एंड देन दे ग्लोरीफाई। Like suppose you don't have any good quality. So what devotee will do? They will create good in you and then they will glorify. Like Srila Prabhupada. When Prabhupada went to America, he was amongst hippies. And hippies, they had no good quality. So what did Prabhupada do?
He created
good qualities in them. And then he made them perfect Vaishnavas, sannyasis, and sent them all over the world. He made them guru actually. You see, Prabhupada. So there is no good quality. Prabhupada created good qualities in them and then he glorified them. No? This is the first class person. And the lowest class is the one. He किसी व्यक्ति के अंदर कोई भी bad quality नहीं है, then what he does? He will create bad qualities and then he will magnify. And he will take this, you know, mic and announce all over the world that although he has no bad quality, I have found it. Yes. That is the lowest kind of person. Like Daksha. Daksha Prajapati, he found fault in Lord Shiva, whose name itself is Shiva. Shiva means Mangalmay, auspicious. There is no inauspiciousness in Lord Shiva. But Daksha Prajapati, he was so proud, puffed up and envious that he found fault in Lord Shiva. Well, there is no fault at all. So, we should be careful, you know. So this is just one quality you develop in this art. And how to do, very easy method I told all of you. Hmm? What is it? Glorification diary, you should write. Glorification diary. You know, this one thing if you do, you develop very nice relationship with each other. And every day, every week you should read that glorification diary. Is it okay? Is it not difficult? No? It can be done. You know? And why we are not able to come together? Actually, it's very difficult for the devotees to develop a relationship. Not easy. Why? Because in materialistic world, it's very easy to develop relation.
Yes.
You scratch my back and I scratch your back. And based on scratching the back of each other, we become good friends. You gratify my senses, I gratify your senses, and we are good friends. Because the principle of friendship is sense gratification. Right? Which is naturally pleasing. Naturally pleasing. Therefore, two smokers, they become very good friends.
Yes.
Isn't it? Yeah. Or people who play cards, hours and hours they spend time with each other.
Drinking wine. So many friends.
Yes, so many friends. Right? Because sense gratification is the central point for them. Just like for us, central point is Krishna. For them, central point is sense gratification. So sense gratification brings them together. And for a conditioned soul, it's natural to get attracted to sense gratification. More difficult to get attracted to Krishna, right? So therefore, it's very difficult to develop relationship in the devotee circle. Especially devotional relationship is very difficult to develop. You get my point? Why? Because there is no sense gratification. Juice is not there. And our mind is always looking for sense gratification. Somebody should appreciate me. You glorify me, I glorify you. I mean, if you become lover. Just like in movies, you see, they sing song. Tum kitne sundar ho. Oh, well, tum achhe lagte ho. Kitne pyare ho. Oh, well, that tum kitne sundar ho. In that way, they develop very deep relation. बट यहाँ पे क्या है सब लोग कोई ये नहीं बोलता कि तुम कितने सुंदर हो सब लोग बोलते हैं कृष्णा इतने सुंदर हैं सो देयरफॉर आई एम नॉट एट द सेंटर देयरफॉर वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू नोबडी इज ग्लोरीफाइंग मी नोबडी इज ग्लोरीफाइंग मी सो देयरफॉर वी डोंट डेवलप रिलेशन विथ ईच अदर बिकॉज आवर basis is not sense gratification, but we are habituated. The one who glorifies us, the one who flatters us, he becomes our friend. And the one who wakes up in the morning for Mangal Arati, jo Mangal Arati ke liye jagata hai, wo hamara kya hai? Dushman ho jata hai. Because basis is sense gratification. Hai ki nahi? और जो हमें सुलाता है बढ़िया से जो हमें प्रसाद खिलाएगा है ना जो हमें प्रसाद देगा वो हमारा दोस्त है प्रभु जी ने मेरे लिए प्रसाद रखा ये मेरा ख्याल करते हैं है ना और जो प्रभु जी उठाते हैं मंगल आरती के लिए वो मेरे दुश्मन है क्योंकि उल्टा होना चाहिए है ना उल्टा होना चाहिए मंगल आरती इज स्पिरिचुअल फूड है ना फूड फॉर द सोल सो दैट्स वाई इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू डेवलप रिलेशन इन डिवोटीज डिवोशनल रिलेशनशिप इज नॉट इजी टू डेवलप है ना सो दैट्स वाई इन लेटर ऑफ इंस्ट्रक्शन सुल रूप गोस्वामी इज मेंशनिंग दैट सिक्स काइंड ऑफ एक्सचेंजेस डिवोटीज सो डू But that is the first sloka of Nectar of Instruction. Hana? And before that sloka, there are three slokas more. Before that sloka. What is the first sloka? Vacho vegam. Manasa akrodha vegam. Jiva vegam. Udhara upastha vegam. Etan vegan yavishya sarvam. Sense control. First sloka says, Anathaj, we have to remove in our heart. You can't develop deep spiritual relationship if you have Anathaj in your heart. Because suppose you, Hare Krishna, hi. Suppose we have pride in your heart. If I have pride in my heart. So what will I think if I am having pride? No one is as good as I am. Right? We will keep finding fault with others. I am best. All others are, you know, not good. We become arrogant. Then who likes to develop relation with an arrogant fellow? Pride. So nanartha, dishanartha. If he wants always to show that how great I am, and he wants always outdo others, he wants to show that others are lower than him. So who can develop relation with that person? Nobody. So these anarthas are the main cause. They don't allow us to develop deep relation. That's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Trinadapi Sunichan, Tarorapi Sahishna Amanina Amanadina Kirtane Sarahani. Deep spiritual relationship can be based on this principle. If you remain humble, remain tolerant. Tolerant. Like you all are staying in this space, we have to tolerate each other. Isn't it? We have to, in one room we are sleeping. So some devotee, even if he has some bad qualities, we should tolerate. We should tolerate patiently. We should have patience. Because if you fight with each other for a small amount, everybody has got some deficiencies, isn't it?
Is there anyone in this place who is a perfect devotee? Pure devotee? Nobody is pure devotee. So if we are not pure devotee, we will have some faults, defects, right? Right or wrong? Yes. So everyone will be having some defect. So therefore, we should tolerate each other. That is called tarurapi sahishna. Thinking that even though there is some defects, even though there are some defects, but then gradually this devotee will become a pure devotee. So I should not commit offences against him. So it's very, very important that we should get rid of anarthas in our heart. And especially association with the worldly minded people. Jana Sangha. Because you all are working, associating with the materialistic people. So their mentality will be coming, consciousness will. And what is that mentality? You will start judging the devotee from materialistic point of view. He is rich devotee. He is poor devotee. He is engineer devotee. He is a clerk devotee. He is Bihari devotee. He is Gujarati devotee. He is software devotee. He is hardware devotee. Educated devotee, uneducated devotee. This is called materialistic point of view. Why? Because this kind of view is there in the offices, in the materialistic people. They judge each other based on their paying capacity, how much money one has, how much beautiful one is, kitna smart hai. But in this devotional service, this is not important. How big post one is occupying, accordingly, materialistic people, they applaud. Isn't it? So this materialistic, because we are associating with them, we may also start thinking like that. We should be very careful. That's why these six things, vacha vegam, we have to control. Manasa vegam, krodh vegam, jiva vegam. Jiva vegam matlab, if prasadam is there, you have to care for others. Controlling our own jiva, serving other. Udarupasth vegam. Then if like opposite sex attracts, and we have to control. Because if you are attracted to opposite sex, you will never develop a relation with the devotees. We are always focusing on opposite sex. And a person who is in that zone, so he will always will not try to mix with the devotees. Because although he will be staying in base, but he will be thinking that I am not in the base. Because I am not following the principles. So anarthaj, then atyahar, prayas, too much accumulating. Atyahar, prayas, prajalpa, niyamagraha, janasanga, lalyam, utsahat, nishayat, dharyat, these are the things. Take care of these 18 things, then you'll. So anarthas has to be reduced. Chetudarpana marjanam. This is the first thing. You can't think of developing relationship unless and until you are not able to practice the regulative principles. Strict sadhana. The relationship which is there, if a person is not following regulative principles, his sadhana is not strong, and then if he has good relation with the devotees, means that this relation is based on sense gratification. So therefore, first thing that our sadhana should be very, very... So how will you develop... how will you become free from anarthas? Any exam, any devotee can tell?
how we become free from anarthas? Bhajan kriya, very good. You know? We should focus on sadhana.
Chanting.
Yeah, hearing. You know? Morning program, tapasya. All of you are working, very difficult for all of you, you know, to develop good sadhana. Very difficult. And you all are associating with the materialistic people so much, and nowadays, you know, people are so much contaminated. They're like worse than dogs and, you know, pigs. In mind, there is always thoughts for opposite sex, and, you know, wine, women and wealth. They're always thinking of this. And you are going in, you are associating and getting contaminated by their thoughts. To become pure is very, very difficult. No? That's why you all have to be very, very careful. Really want to advance in Krishna consciousness. So what to do? So spend time with the devotees more. That's why this festival will help all of you. Festival, weekends, whenever there is a holiday, don't make plan to go here and there. Holiday is the best day. So make it a holy day. You should know how to convert a holiday into holiday. So what to do? Just come to have some festival, some program. And whenever you have holidays, you should invite some devotees, senior devotee, and have Krishna Katha. Do chanting, 25 rounds, 32 rounds, 64 rounds, japa together, yes? That's how it should be done. When sadhana is intensified, naturally our heart becomes pure. You know? Take prasad, do japa, class, hearing, no? Like that, activities you also do. And if more you focus on sadhana, you will see that more your heart is becoming purer. And if heart is pure, then relations will be pure. See each other spiritually, not materially. You know? Very important to see each other spiritually. Vaishnava. We have to see each other as a Vaishnava. Vaishnava means you have to see each other as a soul, not the body. Spiritual vision we have to develop. And the spiritual vision will be developed by our sadhana. More chanting. No? So, usually we are very busy. Like, usually every day you don't have time. Hardly you are able to maintain your personal sadhana. That itself is a great, you know, boon if you can finish your rounds every day peacefully. You know, because so much hard work you have to do, go to office, college, this exam, that exam, again, you have to prepare for exam, very difficult. So what happens when you get time, when you are free, holidays, sometime spend together. And don't go here and there on weekdays. Weekends spend, you know, together, just don't do anything, just sit in front of each other and chant, you know, dance together, and do arti, celebrate festivals together, do services together, preach together, and think that this is your family. We all have our families, you know, and we have to take care of them, that's nice. But as far as advancing in Krishna consciousness is concerned, for that angle if you see, we must spend time in the Krishna's family.
Yes, very much.
Isn't it? Yes. And serve each other prasad, you develop relations. Chant together, dance together, and fish together. That will develop relation. You see how deep relation you will develop. So you want to experience, then let us celebrate the festival. Better to act more than saying. Again, let us feel rather than speaking. No, feeling is better than speaking. You know? So we will have a feeling of a spiritual relationship that day when we celebrate festivals. Krishna is at the center. Everyone is dancing, chanting, singing. Then you'll see. That is what soul wants. So you all have very good relation. And when you find bliss in the association of devotees, actually the bliss which we get in the association of devotees you'll never get in the materialistic association. Why? Because materialistic people, they are after till the time you are satisfying, gratifying their senses, they are your friend. But in Krishna consciousness, it's not like that. So here, spiritual relationship means without any expectation. Ahitukya pratihata. I love you because I love Krishna. And because Krishna loves you, therefore I love you. Because I love Krishna and Krishna loves you, therefore I also love you. Because we both are connected to one person. If I want to please Krishna, Krishna wants that all devotees should be, my devotees should be pleased. And you behave in such a way that my devotees should be happy. So then I will behave nicely. So I have to please Krishna. That way you develop a good relation. Caring for each other. And you have to see each other as spirit soul. Part and parcel of Krishna. And there is covering of Maya temporarily. That will be removed after some time. So you should not see covering of Maya. Agar kisi ke andar aapko fault dikhai de raha hai, that is nothing but covering of Maya. If some devotee, you see there is some fault in a devotee. Many times, Prabhuji, theek hai, baat to theek hai, aap bol rahe hai, good dekhna hai, lekin phir bhi hoga tab na dekhenge. Once Dronacharya called Yudhishthira and Duryodhana. He must be knowing this first time. And he said, Duryodhana, that I want to give you an assignment. So he said, yes, you give me. Already I have not done so many in the past. So anyway, I will try to do this one. So Dronacharya said, okay, you go in your kingdom and find out anybody who is better than you. And then he called Yudhishthira. And he said that you go and find out in your kingdom if there is anyone who is better than you. So then Duryodhana came. After going through all the kingdom, he said, Gurudev, you have given a very tough task. Now in our kingdom there is no one. We have to do a lot of hard work to make people, you know, qualified. Nobody is good. In the whole kingdom I was seeing so carefully, nobody I could find who is as good as myself. And Yudhishthira Maharaj came, he said, Gurudev, when I went, I saw everyone is better than me. To work a lot on myself. So this should be our vision, that we should always see good in others, and we should think that I am bad. So then you develop relation. Okay, sadhana, keep sadhana strong. Spend time with each other. Share, sit together. Very simple. Two of you should sit together and one devotee will speak something about Prabhupada, and other also will speak something about Prabhupada. You keep speaking about Prabhupada, there is one common point which both of us like, that is Prabhupada, right? Like, suppose I like Prabhupada. Everybody here likes Prabhupada, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
So anybody who will speak good about Prabhupada, everyone will like.
Yes.
That person, right?
Yes.
So in that way we develop relation. Oh, this person loves Prabhupada. He is our family member. Right? So focal point is Prabhupada. Best, you know, in that to develop relationship, best way ISKCON is to glorify Prabhupada. Speak some pastime of Prabhupada, or sit and just read about Prabhupada. One pastime you read, one pastime you read, tell, oh, I read, I heard, was reading Lilamrita, I heard this quality of Prabhupada. In that way you can develop deep relation, actually. Because common factor is, I may have differences. I don't like chapati, you don't like rice. No, that is okay. But both of us like Prabhupada. You know? Therefore we can remain under one shelter. Because both of us like Prabhupada. You get my point? So that way, you know, how we centralize everything. And that way, there can be unity in diversity. Because we all are part of the Prabhupada's family. You know? There can be so many differences, but because we all are connected to Prabhupada, therefore we can remain together, united. Because we want, all of us wants to please Prabhupada. You know? Is it okay?
Yes.
So that we keep center, Krishna, Prabhupada, and then we will not have any differences. And we will develop thick relationship. I have spoken few points. Okay? Is it clear? I will stop here. Yeah, therefore don't speak. Don't speak, just listen from him. In a spiritual world, nobody speaks, everybody wants to hear. You know? If you read the in Srimad Bhagavatam, four Kumaras, you must, all of you should read. And four Kumaras are going to the Vaikuntha. And when Jay and Vijay were cursed by four Kumaras, that past time, Brahmaji is explaining.
Is it exact,
second canto this is, I don't know exactly, you can go through. Description of the Kingdom of God, that is the name of the chapter.
Okay.
Maybe. So they are going to Vaikuntha, so there is description that there are so many nice birds, cuckoo, peacock, they sing so sweetly. But when the bee comes, bee means madhumakhi, bee comes and start singing, all of them stop singing. Why? To
hear the voice of
the bee.
Because it is very slow.
Very slow. So they stop their voice to hear. And they all start glorifying bee. Oh, your voice is best. Your voice is much dear to Krishna than ours. And there are so many nice plants. They have lot of fruits and variety of flowers. But when they all glorify Tulasi Maharani. Although Tulasi Maharani will not have any flower, any fruit. But they all glorify Tulasi Maharani. Oh, Tulasi Maharani, you are most dear to Krishna. Although we have so many fruits and flowers, but we are not dear to Krishna. You are most dear to Krishna, therefore you are worshipable. In the spiritual world, everybody wants to hear from others. Nobody wants to speak. Everybody wants to hear from others. So let him speak, other person. Prabhu, you speak about Prabhupada. You know about Prabhupada than me more. I am a new devotee, what will I speak? You know? And that devotee, no, you speak. So now there is competition that who will speak. Earlier that I will speak, I can glorify better, but now there is competition that you can glorify better.
You get to just see material and spiritual, there is only reverse. Just like, you know, many times I see devotees, sometimes, you know, you go to a devotee and you tell, Prabhu, you are such a nice devotee, you know, you are very good devotee. I think you are the best devotee in the base. So that, no, Prabhuji, I am very fallen. I am the most fallen devotee. You know? And they go and tell somebody, Prabhu, you don't know even how to behave with the devotees. You should not have done like this. Then people didn't accept that. I think you don't understand me properly. I am a very nice devotee. you don't understand me. You know, my intention was right. I can never do wrong. I am the best devotee in the base. When you say somebody you are not good devotee, no, then you will tell, I am best devotee, he will tell. And if you say you are very good devotee, then he will say, Prabhuji, no, Prabhuji, I am very good. It's opposite. Reaction comes opposite. Isn't it? So if you want to make somebody humble, now you glorify him. You tell Prabhuji, you are very nice. Then that you will know, Prabhuji, I am very fallen. And you tell him, you know, you are not a good devotee. Then he will try to prove that how he is a great devotee. Best thing is that we should let others speak, we should hear from others. And then if you tell Prabhu, you speak, then he will, no, Prabhuji, I think you are following what Srila Gopala Prabhu said. So why should I not follow? So you speak.
So both will be silence, huh?
Yeah.
But no, the senior should speak. But if they will keep on saying like this, then...
Yeah, senior should speak, but senior will tell that junior should speak, and then junior will say that I have no qualification.
Yes.
But senior should not say that, okay, so all of you sit here, and because I am senior, therefore I will speak now, and you all must listen because you all are junior. You know? This should not be like this. Senior should say that, this topic, I think, junior can speak better. Let him speak. Our junior will tell that, I think Prabhuji can speak better. I have limitations. This is my humble request, Prabhuji, please, you speak. So then senior can speak. This should be like this. And moreover, that senior and junior is a very, very temporary consideration. Because who is senior, we know, who is junior, nobody knows. So best to remain humble. Remain humble. Should never think that I am senior, I am junior. It's a temporary condition. You know? Like a person who is junior in this lifetime, was it like next life who is senior? Like suppose I am senior to all of you and speaking here, sitting. And tomorrow suppose our 2-3 days I left the body. And then again I will take birth and I will become a devotee in ISKCON. Then maybe Vedanta Chaitanya Prabhu will be the giving device. And I will be sitting in the class. So who is junior? So actually, of course, this is the code of conduct we have to follow, but the senior should not think that I am senior actually. This is the service given to me by Prabhupada, by its authority, therefore I am doing as a service, as a matter of duty, playing the role of senior, but actually everyone is better than me. That's how we have to think as a senior. No? That's how it should be. Clear?
Yes,
sir. Any other question? This is a practical question he asked. I like practical questions. What is the time?
10:15.
Oh, it's late for me. Any other question?
we come into base, we'll have a lot of respect for each other, for all the devotees in the base. But as the time progresses, we tend to take, it happens with many devotees. So, some time also.
By our conduct, you know, behavior, you know, the consciousness. Casual means what?
Like not so, for example, in the early stage, will be the devotees will be very sensitive, standing simply on the floor. Will give them some.
Actually, they are never sensitive. They act like they are sensitive. Good. They are not sensitive. Neophyte devotees, no? They will be acting like a pure devotee in the beginning. And you are, if you are senior, if you think that he is a pure devotee, then it's your mistake. Although he is acting like an advanced devotee, don't think that he is an advanced devotee. If a person is genuinely sensitive, then he will never become insensitive.
Yes, sir.
You get the point? So actually he is not sensitive.
Exactly.
Even that point, when he came in base, that also he was not sensitive. But he was just trying to understand that how gradually he is planning that how will I become insensitive. So in the beginning he is sensitive to find out that how I can become insensitive in the future.
Okay.
So he is watching everyone.
Weak points.
You get a point? And he is sensitive so that everybody should think that I am sensitive.
Yes,
he wants to earn attention of everyone by showing that he is sensitive. But actually he is not sensitive. That is just chamai bhakti. So therefore, what to do? But he is trying to show that he is sensitive. So we should respect if he is trying to show that he is sensitive. But we should understand that after some time he will lose sensitivity. Why? Because he is not sensitive. If somebody is, you know, drama, how long he will do drama? Like, एक बार एक एक जैकल था सियार, तो सियार जो है वो एक बार उसको कुत्ते जो है वो उसको खाने के लिए पीछे से पकड़ने के लौड़ रहे, तो सियार जाके जो है गिर गया टब में, धोबी के टब में, और उसमें रंग था कपड़े धोने के लिए, रंगने के लिए लगाया था, तो सियार जो जब बाहर निकला तो बिल्कुल नीला रंग का हो गया था, तो सारे जानवरों को लगा कि ये तो अद्भुत जानवर आ गया हमारे जंगल में, ऐसा जानवर तो आज तक कभी देखा ही नहीं हमने, लगता है दिव्य लोक से आया है, इसके प्रति कोई अपराध नहीं करे, नहीं तो ये जो है वो सबको जला के राख कर देगा अपने श्राप से। तो पूरे जंगल में हल्ला हो गया, बड़े बड़े जानवर तक की खबर पहुंच गई, एक जब दिव्य जानवर आया है तो जब हाथी भी घबराने लगा, उससे डर के भागने लगा, हाथी भी आगे प्रणाम किया, शेर के पास गया कि देखो भाई एक ऐसा जानवर आ गया, अब हम लोग सोच रहे उसी को राजा बना दे। तो सब ने मिलकर उसको राजा बना दिया, सब शेर हाथी सब आके उसको सलाम करते थे। तो एक दिन रात के समय क्या हुआ कि सियार जो है बोल रहे थे हाँ 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 हाँ, और ये जो है दिव्य पशु जो है वो पूरा प्रयास किया कंट्रोल करने का कि हाँ हाँ ना बोले, लेकिन अब कितना ही कंट्रोल कर रहा है तो निकल ही गया ना एक बार। और हाउ हाउ करने लगा तो सबको समझ में आया, अरे ये तो सियार है, ये तो सबने मार के खा गए उसको। तो उसी तरह से यू कांट डू एक्टिंग फॉर लॉन्ग, है ना। सो देयरफॉर डिवोशन शुड कम नेचुरल, यू गॉट अ पॉइंट, नेचुरल, एंड दैट हैपेंस बाय ट्रेनिंग। Nobody is by birth a pure devotee, try to understand. Most of us will have to get trained in each and everything. Without training, without education, nobody can become advanced. So therefore you have to train them. Even if they are new, you have to train them. And that's why training program should go on. Training and education program, there should be a system like we have made facilitator system, observation, then feedback, you know, then training, education should go on regularly. If you leave everyone independently, and no observation, no feedback, no corrections, but that correction should not be whimsical or haphazard. It should be very systematic. कोई किसी को पकड़ के करेक्शन कर रहा है नो देर शुड बी प्रोटोकॉल देर शुड बी ग्रुप लीडर्स एंड द ग्रुप लीडर विल ओनली टेल ग्रुप मेंबर दैट फैसिलिटेटर विल टेल हिज बाय अंडर हिम वेरी सीक्रेटली इन ए प्राइवेट वे देर शुड बी वैष्णव एटिकेट क्लास देर शुड लाइक दैट क्विजेज यू कैन डू नो इफ दिस सिचुएशन गिवन व्हाट विल यू डू नो सो देर शुड बी ऑब्जर्वेशन वेर एवर देर इज misapplication, then we should correct. There should be training, educational programs going on in base. Then only it's possible. No? And that should go on. Like that. Then devotee will not be casual. If you keep, you know, correcting them at proper way, not like to humiliate them, but to with a, as a well-wisher, then they will understand. So, everybody who is here in the base, nobody has come here to become casual. Otherwise, they will not come to become devotee. You know? Everybody has come to become a serious devotee, but because there is no training and education program properly, so after coming here, they see everybody is casual, so they also become casual.
Yes.
Atmosphere makes a lot of impact.
Yes.
So therefore, make a system, develop a system. Just like you develop the system of departments and services, facilitation, preaching, engage them. No? Everything should be training, should be there. Classes should go on for everyone. Everyone must attend class. Everyone must have guidance. You know? And if somebody is found doing mistakes, in a very nice way we should improve him. That also should go on. You know? Because most of the time people will not know that they are doing mistake.
Yes.
Yes.
They are casual. They don't know. They think that this is as a friendly they will do talk. And in friendly way only they will harm each other. So we have to educate, train the devotees. Yes. Last question.
I was saying that.
Yeah. Every devotee should be given chance to give presentation.
Presentation, speech.
Yeah. Yes. You also to speak.
Yes, yes. And you, then you should also come into the base actually, go that. You will get enough chance to speak.
Very good. Right? Because a fool will not be recognized unless he speaks.
Yes.
Like in our village. In our village there was मेरे बड़े अंकल थे उनका एक बेटा था तो पागल था वो पागल था लेकिन जब सूट पैंट पहन के पूरा सूट और पैंट पहन के और चेयर लेके टेबल सामने उसको पढ़ना उड़ना कुछ नहीं आता था न्यूज पेपर एक रख इंग्लिश में न्यूज पेपर लेके चश्मा लगा के एकदम टाई और जूता वूता पहन के एकदम न्यूज पेपर लेके और नकल करने में एक्सपर्ट था नकल करने में तो किसी को देखा होगा मतलब कोई एग्जीक्यूटिव होगा कंपनी का तो उसने देख लिया होगा कि ऐसे बैठ के पेपर पढ़ते स्टाइल में तो वो उठा एकदम बिल्कुल एकदम लगेगा कि जैसे कितना सीरियसली पढ़ रहा है वो कोई भी आएगा तो देखेगा ना तो समझ जाएगी कि ये कोई बड़ी कंपनी का मालिक है लेकिन जैसे ही कोई आके वहाँ बैठे बगल में बैठेगा जब वो बोलेगा तब लोग बोलेंगे तो पागल है इसको तो बोलने में समझ ही नहीं करेगी तो इस प्रभुपाद यूज्ड टू से दैट अ फूल विल नॉट बी रिकॉग्नाइज अनलेस ही स्पीक्स सो लेट पीपल गिव द चांस टू स्पीक है ना And then they will improve more. You know? So everyone should speak. Where we commit mistake. You know? And then we will improve. In that way, everyone can become preacher in future. Again? This is our mission. Everybody should preach. How many of you want to become preacher? Everybody should become preacher. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted. But you don't become preacher without proper behavior. You must first become acharya before you preach. We preach by example. Jesus Christ said, you should preach 24 hours. What did he say? You should preach 24 hours, and if it is required, you can speak also sometime. If it requires, sometime you can speak also, but you should preach 24 hours. How? Without speaking, how you preach?
By behavior.
So the real preaching is done by behavior. Action speaks louder than
words.
So action is more important. And action means what? How many rounds you are chanting? And how nice hearer you are, that much good speaker you'll become. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, Prabhupada, that you are a good hearer. Therefore, you become a nice preacher, a speaker. So the one who hears very attentively and make notes, he will become a very, very advanced preacher also, speaker also. But the one who always wants to speak only, but doesn't want to hear, so he will never become a good speaker. You should first hear sufficiently, and then naturally, if you hear too much, what will happen? Like when you eat too much, what happens? Dakar comes. I have not eaten so much, so I But if you eat too much, what happens? Dakar comes, right?
Belching.
So, Sitra say, if you hear too much, naturally you will become mad. You will catch somebody to speak. Then you will catch someone on the road. You are not this body. You are that body. You are spirit soul. So when he speaks sufficient speaking, hearing, then naturally you speak. Like that. Just like you are eager to speak, means that you have heard sufficiently, that's why you want to speak. But without hearing sufficiently, if we speak, then what will happen? We will speak nonsense. Speculation, correct. Concoction. We concoct some idea and then we will speak. So sufficient reading and sufficient hearing. And then speaking. Shravana, then kirtan. Without Shravana, there should not be kirtan. First we should hear more and more and more. Observe, apply. So there are three things. Hear, observe, then apply, then realize, and then speak. This is our process. Hear, apply, realize, and then speak the realization. That is best. But many times it becomes difficult to realize. So at least you can understand nicely. At least you should apply. Try to realize. And then you can speak to others. But without applying, if you speak, then what will happen? It will be useless. It will not make an impression on the hearer. It's just like a lip service. Just like Nita, log kya karte? Bade bade bhasad denge. Nita log rally mein kya karte? Bade bade bhasad dete, speech. They are good speakers. But they can't transform anybody's heart. Right? So, very important. Clear? So I should stop here. Already I am late. I thought that I will finish class by 9:30. Okay? We'll have 5 minutes taken. Take it. Thank you.
जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की
जय।
You all will come tomorrow or day after tomorrow? Today you are coming or? Okay. Program also, na?
Tomorrow evening.
Evening, na? Okay.